Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. I ordered 2 boxes of the omega-3s, and they said that it was received at the front desk reception area, but they said when I went to the complex, they said they never they don't have it there. They didn't never received it. So I'm wondering, did they maybe deliver it to the wrong building, or?
Okay, now they meaning the U.S. Postal Service?
Or maybe whoever delivered it, because they said they left it at the front desk reception with the front desk receptionist, but when we went down there to check, she said she didn't have anything for us.
Okay. Now, if it's delivery from for Omex Health, it would be the U.S. Postal Service that would be making deliveries. I don't know of anyone else that would be making that, but can you please provide your zip code and your name?
Sure. It's under last name H-O-A-N-G. First name.
O-U-N-G.
H-O-A-N-G.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, you said that's the first name?
Yes. No, H-O-A-N-G is the last name.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, and the zip code, please?
The zip code on my account or the zip code that it was delivered to?
Okay, you placed the order, you had it shipped somewhere else?
Yeah, because I was in Houston at the time.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Please provide me with that shipping zip code.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me go into my account. It was shipped to 77056.
77056, okay. Let's see if it will pull up.
And I'm actually, I'm surprised they left it at the front desk reception because we actually have mailboxes. So I don't know why they would have just left it at the front desk lobby area because we actually have a mailbox.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry for the zip code. To the individual that you had it shipped to, what is their name, please?
It was under Greg Carter.
Okay, Greg Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Let's see if it will pull up that way. Okay, C-A-R-T-E-R. Okay, let's see. And this was placed through the online store?
Yes. Yeah, I always buy it online.
Okay, and if you could also, let's see. And if you could also please verify your address?
Sure. It was shipped to 1745 Skylark Lane, apartment number 2509 in Houston, Texas.
All right, thank you. So I've gotten an account pulled up, and it is showing your name here also as on the billing. Let's see. It shows,
yeah, H-O-A-N-G.
Yes, ma'am. It shows 2 items here, the Omex Boost Brain Health Supplement and also the Omex Ultra Pure Fish Oil there. It was 1 box of each that was requested
that was
on September the 16th.
Yes, and I think it was delivered towards the end of September. But we've been trying to find that package over at the building, and we looked everywhere. We went actually to even the sister building, and they said they don't have it. So we tried calling the post office, and they said, well, you got a confirmation that was delivered, but you know, I said, well, we actually have a mailbox. I'm not sure why they would just leave it at the front desk. Maybe that's why it got lost. Or maybe they didn't deliver it to the right building. I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's see where it, okay, there it is. I had to find my page again. Yeah, they do report that on the 20th of September, they say at 6:22 p.m., it was delivered comma front desk / reception mailroom, is what the post office reports.
Yeah, which is weird because usually they would just put it in the mailbox. Because I think the package is pretty small, so I'm not sure why they would just leave it.
Okay.
I wonder if there's a way... Well, I was going to say maybe I should have put a signature. I'm not sure.
Well, with these deliveries, of course, there is no signature that is required. But, of course, you can put in a request to your local post office to have the items delivered maybe to a certain place. You can request that from your local post office, or you can go online and put that request in, I believe.
You know what? Should I just have them ship it again to that address, or?
At this point, I'd need to make an inquiry. The policies have changed a little bit with replacements, and you kind of have to go through a few steps now for those. Let me just take a look here. I can get this forwarded to my supervisor here, but I can go ahead. Let's see. Pull up some information here that I'm looking for. The wrong thing. All right, so let's see. Okay, you may have already done some of these things, but just verifying the address is correct, checking with your large package mailbox if you reside in an apartment or a condo complex. Look for notice of attempted delivery. Contact your post office, postal carrier. Look around the delivery location for the package. Check to see if someone in the family accepted the delivery. Check with neighbors or any mail rooms at your location. They say also the post office can also post that it's been delivered up to 48 hours before it actually arrives. And at this point, we've also begun putting in a stolen report before the reshipment is processed, which means putting in a claim with the post office, reporting it stolen. They can provide confirmations for the claim if they cannot locate the order, but I can get this forwarded to my supervisor here. And just make a note that I did run through that list through with you there.
Yep. Yeah, we've spent a good amount of time trying to track down that package.
All right. Well, I will put in, let's see. Let me go back to, I have too many tabs up here. Okay, so there's my page back. All right, so the number that it provides on here for 310-925-2315, is that your number or the number for the shipping?
That's my cell.
That's your number? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So that number is available there if she does has any questions. And I'll just note here that you called in to make an inquiry and said that you've been looking for the order and haven't been able to find it. And also I'll provide her info that I went through that list with you and find out how we can best assist.
Okay. So should I call back or what should I do next?
Let's see, today is Tuesday. Well, I will leave this notice for her. She's gone for gone for the day, and she should be able. She will be in tomorrow, so she should be able to take a look at it. And if you've not heard anything back from us by Friday, you of course welcome to give us a call back.
Okay, so call you on Friday.
Yes, ma'am. If you've not heard from us, yes, ma'am. And I'm not sure. I'm sorry. It is showing that you provided an email here, so I'm not sure if there would be a call out to you or possibly with an email. It is showing JL, that's your last name, at yahoo.com.
Yep, JLHUONG at yahoo.com. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I will certainly make sure that that gets done. Is there anything else that I can answer for you?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Omax Health, and please enjoy the
rest
of your evening.
Mm-hmm. You too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.